Hey, how's it going, Al? I'm doing pretty good. I actually forgot about the daylight savings time.
Right.
Because, you know, Arizona doesn't change. So I'm like, hold on, the show's starting early today.
Right, exactly, because, you know, with the time change, and again, we've missed out on an hour of sleep since Sunday, which it's not great, but in looking at it, and I don't know why we have daylight savings time anyway. I think they're actually trying to pass a vote to do away with it, but it does give us one more hour of sunshine, which is oh so needed here in gloomy Michigan. So, but thank you so much, Johnny, for joining us for another Friday. Let's start with your tip in the gym. And I know you want to talk about the game of basketball and why it's so beneficial, right?
Oh, yeah. In the spirit of the Big Ten tourney and March Madness, I figured, why not, you know?
I love it. I love it, man.
So, yeah, I want to talk about how basketball is one of the best workouts for you. Look at the players. I mean, they're all in shape. You don't really come across too many overweight basketball players, right?
Yeah.
You know, right. Not in college or in NBA level. So I think basketball is so great because it's an excellent form of cardio. A lot of people ask me, like, what are some other forms of cardio, because they hate running or they hate biking or going into the treadmill. And a lot of people I train and friends, and they love basketball, so I always suggest, why don't you just play basketball before or after your workouts for your cardio, you know?
Right, right. So that's great. And I wish my gym had a basketball court to do that, because, you know, I'm a hoop junkie, man. I haven't played a pickup game in a long time. But one thing I always notice, Johnny, is that especially when you haven't played for a long time and then you do go out there and you play pickup ball for a couple of hours, I mean, you'll wake up that next morning and muscles are worked out that you haven't worked out in a long time, even if you are a gym rat. I usually wake up really, really sore that next morning.
Exactly. And basketball is in both of our elements. Growing up, I'm sure that was one of our number one sources of cardio. So now that we're older, you know, we don't play as much. So when we do play, you know, we feel it a little bit more.
That's true. That's very, very true. But, yeah, like you said, so it's great for your cardio. Your legs also get a really good workout, don't they, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you're constantly jumping or squatting down when you're defending, or, you know, you're getting that plyometric, and that's the jumping workouts, isometrics when you're defending or posting up at the rim. There's so many benefits. There's I think it's actually a full-body workout. You're working out all of your muscles when you play basketball. The stopping and going is good for your agility and short breaks. And there's just so many benefits to it. And like I said, that's why when you play basketball and you see these players out there, they're all in really, really good shape. So
definitely,
I want to highlight and make sure that people do not forget about the fun cardios like basketball. If you happen to be Al Jordan.
That's right, Al Jordan, baby. Exactly,
yeah, you
know, man. It's a fun way for people like me, like Al Jordan, who hate running and just running to run to get in shape. You know, why not go out there and grab a basketball and like you said, Johnny, have some fun with it. I love it, man. All right, you have an interesting pasta now that you want to tell us about.
Oh, yeah, so I wanted to talk about protein pasta, because I've been taking a break from all the carbs. So I recently bought protein pasta made from chickpeas, and it's low carbs because it's completely made out of chickpeas, and it tastes just like normal pasta. So the other day I made like a pasta using regular pasta sauce, so spaghetti sauce, but I used ground turkey meat and the noodles, and it was immaculate. It tasted just like normal pasta, and I was so surprised. So
wow.
I can't remember the brand. When I get the brand, I'll give you the name of that brand, and you can maybe leave it in the comments under. But it's a great source of protein. I believe it was 21 grams of protein per serving.
Wow. Man,
so
and chickpeas.
A lot more than normal pasta.
Pasta made out of chickpeas.
Yes.
And
I know it sounds bizarre.
But it was good, though. That's the main thing. It was good.
It was very, very good. Very, very good. I wouldn't have even known that. If someone made that for me, I wouldn't have known that it was not normal pasta.
That's great stuff. And, you know, it being protein pasta and having that much protein in it, I mean, and you touched on protein last week. Those two conversations go hand in hand. That's awesome.
Right, right. So I definitely recommend giving it a try. If you go to the grocery stores, I'm sure you can find it. At least in the healthy grocery stores, you can find protein pasta alternative. There's not just chickpea. They have all different kinds, like black bean, quinoa. They have all different kinds of pasta. But the chickpea was surprisingly good, so I recommend it.
All right, man. Another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny, thank you so much for your time, man. Go enjoy the game now, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Go green and stay blessed, Al. Thank you.
You got it, man. Anytime. We'll talk to you next week, brother.